All right, welcome everybody. We have a new show out. It's called the Addicted to the Action Podcast. It's myself, Ryan, and my co-host, Brent Haberle. Welcome to our show. We're going to dive into some college football, NFL football, kind of who we like for this weekend, and we're just going to go from there and see how this thing goes. Welcome, Brent. How's it going over there?
Thanks for having me, pal. I know we got a lot of action going tonight in this Thursday game. Pretty fired up to get this thing going, man.
I know. It's going to be fun. We've kind of had this, just to give everybody a little background, I've had my own podcast for a little over a year. I've been kind of, you know, it's been going good. And then, you know, Brent's coming on my show a couple times, and we finally just said, why don't we just do our own show and talk, you know, lines and all that good stuff with as popular as sports betting is becoming right now. We figure, you know what, there's picks that we like and there's games we like. So we're just going to kind of get our voices out there, and then we hope you guys are going to like it. So, you have anything else to add there?
Yeah, hopefully it's quality over quantity, and we, you know, we steer you in the right direction.
Yeah. So, like I said, Addicted to the Action Podcast, we're going to be on obviously multiple platforms going forward. But yeah, we're just excited to dive into some games. Obviously this is going to air. Normally we're going to try to record on Wednesdays, air it on Thursdays, cause in case there's some good Thursday action. This one's going to be coming up on Friday the 25th. It's going to post in the morning. So when you guys are listening to this, but, yeah, we're you figure just dive into some college games and just, then we'll work our way to the NFL. Our under for, we didn't release this one, but under 42 on the NFL game tonight's looking really, really good so far at halftime, being that it's, 13-6. So I like where that one's headed.
Yeah. And you know, everybody says, don't bet the team, bet the number. 17.5 is a lot. Redskins are hanging tight. You know, they got to be playing pissed off, especially on the national stage. So this is, this is going to be a big second half.
Yeah. It says, I heard earlier, primetime NFL unders are like 17-5 this year.
Yeah, yep. That's sad. And you know what? Home favorites keep the lights on at the casinos. So always taking the dogs in that scenario, like you said, it pays.
Yes, it does. All right, so let's just dive into some college games. So you like, I have a list of some games you like. We'll start with you. So let's start off with Penn State, -5.5. I think it's -6 some places. I like that one as well. What do you see in this one? Oh, they're playing Michigan State on the road, by the way.
They're playing Michigan State on the road. Michigan State, I mean, you can call it a down year. I don't think people really understand the firepower that's coming out of the Big Ten this year. With Penn State, Ohio State, obviously Wisconsin took it on a chin last week. Those are obviously three teams that you know, obviously if Wisconsin has to run the table, those are that slot for the Big Ten in the bracket of four. I mean, that's wide open. Those are some powerhouses coming out of the Big Ten, and I think Penn State probably rolls Michigan State this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people like to, you know, home teams getting, you know, almost a touchdown. Penn State kind of slipped up last week, and they should have covered at home in the wideout. I lost that game, but I just don't think Michigan State's that great, and I just think Penn State gets back in this game. They go on the road, they make a statement, and yeah, I love the 5.5 to 6. I'm with you on that one. So
yeah. All in on that.
Moving on, we have I'm going to go into a game here that's going to be this might be a little this is a little out there, we're going to say. We got Northern Illinois. They're laying 24, which is a huge number, I get it. But they're playing Akron. Now, okay. Akron is 0-7 against the spread, and they're probably right there with Rutgers as one of the worst teams in college football. Now, I know Northern Illinois isn't that great of a team either, but I mean, you're going against literally one of the worst teams in college football. They're 4-3 against the spread this year, Northern Illinois, so it's a big number to lay, but I like it just because of the, you know, who they're playing. They're playing Akron, who's just, they're not very good. So I did hear that some sharps, which we're not sharps here on this show, we're just regular guys that you know, do pretty well sports betting, but there are some sharps that are on Akron. I heard it earlier today, which didn't weigh me. But I like Northern Illinois laying the 24.
Well, and I mean, they're saying the over under is going to be mid 40s in that game. So Northern Illinois is going to score some points. Like you said, Akron's helpless. You know, I can see where you're coming from. Obviously, they have, like we just talked about, you know, you're betting the points, not the team, but well, that's glaring. They haven't covered. They're the doormat, the bottom five in college football. You know what I mean? I'm right there with you on that one.
So going to a game that you like here is you like Army minus 9.5 over San Jose State. Is that right?
Well, San Jose State surrendered about 40-something to Air Force earlier in the year. They're giving up a few hundred yards. I think they're giving up 400, almost 450 of offensive yards a game. You've got a San Jose State team traveling across the country that's going to have to play the triple option at 9 a.m. in the morning. I think Army, they're on a three-game slide here, okay? This is the same Army team that took Michigan to the wire. Three-game slide. I think Army bounces back big and runs the ball down San Jose State's throat. Now, San Jose State can throw the ball, so if they get down, they're not going to be in too much trouble, but I think it's going to be too early and too often. Playing the triple option is no joke, let alone, like we talk about, the big thing this year is these 9 a.m. kicks. Well, they're going to be playing on the East Coast again. That's tough sledding out there at West Point this weekend for the Spartans.
I like it. So we're going to continue with the Armed Forces theme here. I like Navy laying the 3.5 over Tulane. Look, they're both actually pretty good teams against the spread. They're both 5-1. This may not be a great spot to pick on Tulane after last week, but I just think Navy gets it done. The 3.5 doesn't scare me. You know, somebody asked me earlier, "Well, do you buy the hook, or you know, do you buy it back to 3?" And I said, I don't buy points usually, so I like Navy, 3.5. I think they get the job done over Tulane, so, you know, we're pro Armed Forces here this week.
Yeah, I took Navy, given 3. I also have, the Texas-TCU game is pretty much a pick 'em. I don't think Texas has too much of a problem. Obviously, there's a little bit of a rivalry game there, but, you know, they're giving up a point. I think you take Texas just basically as a winner in that game. I also like Iowa. I know they're a double-digit favorite, but Northwestern is also helpless, and they're slow. They're obviously smart, but that's not translating this year. Iowa's a good football team, and they'll run it down your throat as well. So I like Iowa on the road covering, probably by a couple touchdowns there also.
Yeah, I like the Texas pick. I mean, obviously Texas got everything they could, you know, everything out of Kansas in that game last week, and I think that, you know, that -1 or, you know, pick 'em, maybe that's an overreaction to what to that game against Kansas. I don't know what the look ahead line was, which, you know, are obviously the lines that come out way in advance. But yeah, I like the Texas one as well. Another game, look, Ohio State, Wisconsin. This opened up at like -10 with Ohio State. It's like 14 now. Because obviously Wisconsin, 31-point favorites last week, losing outright to Illinois. I don't want to step in front of this freight train that's Wisconsin. Ohio State. They're just too damn good, and they're just pummeling teams. I have no problem. Yeah, Wisconsin, you know, they got exposed last week, and it could have been a look-ahead spot, obviously, looking ahead to Ohio State. But they lost outright to a team that's not very good at all. I mean, they're 31-point favorites. So I don't mind laying the 14 with Ohio State until I'm proven otherwise. I just keep betting Ohio State because they're covering and they're just dominating teams. I also like the first half number -7.5 too.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. You've been crushing it with college football this year, and I've been subpar at best. So I'll stick to you with the listeners here, listening to Frankie. I mean, you called earlier with Thielen being out, what the Stephon Diggs over under 5.5 catches. Also, I'm just watching this thing live. I'm fired up. I got two screens going. Houston SMU is going to hit the over. This is going to be fun. But no, I'm with you. I'm with you on the college picks. Like I said, I don't have a lot of information on that Northern Illinois team, but I do know Akron's terrible. But you're the guy with the college picks right now. You're hot. Got to ride the hot hand.
I hope you're right. A couple other ones I do like, or I'm leaning, I haven't played any, is I do like that Auburn LSU game is going to be really good, and obviously LSU looks really, really good, and Burrow is the real deal. But look, Auburn, they're no slouch either. I mean, they've been playing well. They're getting 11 points on the road. It's not a night game in Death Valley. It's a day game. I think if it's a night game, that's a couple extra points. But I don't know. I think Auburn, you know, I think it's right around, I haven't locked it in. I looked, it's like 10.5, 11. But I like them getting 11 points on the road against LSU. I think they keep it close enough. I don't know if they went outright, but I think they keep it close enough.
I know they have not won in Death Valley in over 20 years. I don't think they've won in Bo Nix's lifetime down there. So
that's gonna
be tough. That quarterback's lights out. But like you said, Auburn can man up and play some defense. Obviously, conference game, those SEC games can get close. But I think that LSU wins it. But yeah, I'm gonna stay off of that action.
Yeah, I'm leaning it. I haven't played it yet. To clarify to people, but another one I do like it a lot. Nevada getting 14.5 over Wyoming. Look, they're not very good. I don't know how they're 2-touchdown favorite here. They've been outgained. I have something here. Let me look here. I believe Wyoming's been outgained in almost every. Yeah, they've been outgained in all but one game. And even last week, as an 18-point home favorite versus New Mexico, they were outgained 372 yards to 345 yards. So, look, I don't know how they're 2-touchdown favorites. So, if you can get it, especially at 14.5, I wouldn't be shocked if Nevada actually won this game outright. But I like them getting the 14.5.
Yeah, Nevada was hot early. Obviously, they got humbled when they came into Autzen and played Ducks. But they've played everybody pretty tough. They've got a good scheme. They got some good players. They got some local kids from Portland down there that are making some noise. I don't know a lot about Wyoming, but like I said, whatever you say goes here, pal. I'm all in on your NCAA.
Oh boy, yeah, we're coming out firing on the first show here.
Here we go.
One more that I do like in college. Before we switch over to some NFL, Duke. Getting 3 against UNC, yeah, it's a rivalry game. It ain't the rivalry game, the basketball. It's not the Tobacco Road, legendary basketball rivalry. But UNC's coming off that 6 overtime game against Virginia Tech last week, I believe. They're going to be gassed. I mean, 6 overtimes is a ton. Duke did get ran out of their, you know, they got blown out by Virginia last week. But I think getting 3, I think they win this game outright. David Cutcliffe, great coach. I think he gets them back on track. So, I like Duke in the 3.
Yeah, that's tough. North Carolina's had some heartbreakers the last few weeks. They've got them playing tough down there. I don't know. I think in that game, last guy with the ball probably wins. It's probably going to be a shootout. But, again, I'm off the ACC action. I just am rooting against Willie Taggart every week, and I'm not going to put anybody on Syracuse getting 10. But that fires me up.
Yeah, I'm rooting against Florida State in every single game they play until he gets fired. So
I love it.
Looks like our under is still looking good. It's 13-6. Just a little update. Not that people care, because when they listen to this, the game will be over. All right, so you want to move on to some NFL?
Hey, speaking of it, more field goals in this Thursday night game. At 22 points midway through the third, 16-6. That under's looking nice.
I like it.
And Washington is still covering.
I like it. I've got some
decent action here in the NFL. And you know what? Bless our hearts for hopping in week 8. We kind of know who's who by now, so we're not taking these wild stabs. Kudos to the people that are getting on here week 1 and week 2 and sticking their necks out. I know your girl Kelly's been getting reamed, but she's fighting back and she's righting the ship down there at Vegas lately.
Oh, she's on fire. She's like 6-0 in her last 6 or something crazy.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I mean, what have you done for me lately, right? That's what they say.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so what are you liking? Yeah, and as far as us jumping in week 8, you know what? We're going to keep this weekly, and you know what? Come next year, we're going to be dialed in, and we're going to have research done, and you know what? We're going to make this thing happen.
I like it. The first one that jumps out at me here, a few weeks ago, Philadelphia got beat. Not badly by the Lions, but when you lose to the Lions at home, that's not a good look. And then they went out on a Thursday night and they tore the Packers up. last week after that loss in Dallas, Philly, at Buffalo, okay? The Buffalo's opponents are combined 13-28 that they've played so far, okay? So I'm not saying take anything away from that defense. That young quarterback's good. They're running the football well, but you got a pissed-off Philadelphia team coming in. Again, this is kind of like that TCU-Texas game where it's 1.5. I'm going to take Philly winning this game in Buffalo on Sunday. I just don't think that Buffalo is as good as people think they are. I don't think Philly is as bad as everybody thinks they are as well. So
I like it. I like it. So going to kind of one of my first couple NFL games, we might just cover some other games as well that we don't have on our rundown little sheet here. But I've already played this one, Chargers +4. Look, they won that game twice last week, all right? They should have won. They were +2 last week. I'm going back to the well, as they say, with Chargers +4. Look, they're on the road, but they play better on the road. They're not a great home team. They don't have a home field advantage, but I had something pulled up here that a stat here. Yeah, I mean, obviously the Bears aren't very good either, but the LA Chargers are 22-4 against the spread away versus teams with a better winning percentage. Obviously, the Bears are 3-3 and the Chargers are 2-5. So they're 22-4 when they go on the road and play a team with a better winning percentage. Plus, in that same role, they're 26-0 if you played them in a teaser.
Yeah, I like it. I was on them last week. Had Philip in fantasy, was hoping he was just going to sneak it in. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, that Bears offense is very underwhelming. I think this is one of those games that probably, you know, ends on a last-second field goal. And either way, they cover. Like you said, they play better on the road. They don't really have a home field advantage. They're probably pissed off, too. I know Melvin Gordon's going to run inspired. That defense is good. But Philip keeps them in, like you said. They may not win. They're 2-5, but they're in there on the spread. Another one that I like, I've got a couple others here. You've got Carolina coming off of a bye with the second-ranked defense in the league going into San Francisco after a huge showing against the Browns last week. Christian McCaffrey, obviously, in the race for the MVP. They're getting 5.5. I think Carolina could not just cover, but I think Carolina could win that game and bring the Niners back down to reality a little bit because it is a good Carolina team. They've been on a run lately. Obviously, they're getting healthy over the bye, but I like Carolina getting 5.5 against San Francisco this week.
You know, I like that game as well. I even like to maybe put that in a teaser with the Chargers. So that puts that up over that over the touchdown number, especially. So, but yeah, Carolina. Look, Kyle Allen's been playing good, and I think he should be the starter going forward. Cam is, I don't know what's going on with Cam. Nor do I really care. But they're playing better. They're playing better with Allen as their quarterback. And I think this is the Niners have looked great. Their defense looks great. Their defensive line obviously has two ducks, which we love. And they've looked like a contender, and they just picked up Emmanuel Sanders. See how he meshes in there. Garoppolo hasn't had to do much. Their defense has been carrying, but I think this is the spot that's a little letdown spot for them. I think the Panthers, cover, and I think you're right. I think they could win this game outright.
Yeah, I also am in on Indianapolis. Indianapolis has been the best team this year, ATS. So they're given 5.5, but Joe Flacco's a windy at ending in the pocket. He ain't going nowhere. He's not impressing anybody. The defensive pass rush isn't what it has been. I like Indianapolis potentially blowing Denver out at home. They're given 5.5, but again, they're the number one team against the spread this year in the league, and they're on a roll right now, obviously coming off a big win against the Texans. I like Indy 5.5. I think you could hit a four-game teaser here with the Chargers, the Panthers, the Colts, and Seattle's given 6.5 down in Atlanta with potentially Matt Schwab being the quarterback. Obviously, Dan Quinn playing against his old team. Atlanta's pretty pissed off. But if you were going to hit a four-game teaser, I'd throw Seattle in there with Indy, the Chargers, and and Carolina. That's
I like about. It. I like it. There's a show where you're going to give out a four-team teaser. You know what? That's unorthodox, and that's fine. I love it. That's why you come to listen to our show.
Let's do this, baby.
A couple other ones that I'm looking at. Speaking of teasers, I kind of like with the Chargers as well. And another option to tease them would be with the Rams. They're 13.5-point favorites against a terrible Bengals team. It's a London game, that's a huge spread for a London game. That just goes to show you how bad the Bengals are. But you could 6-point, do like a 6-point teaser to tease that down. Yeah, it's still 7.5 or what have you. But I like the Rams there, maybe in a teaser. The other game that I wanted to talk about, which is a big spread, is the Saints -10 over the over Arizona. Teddy Bridgewater is the best quarterback against the spread. Like, he's like 27-5, or don't quote me, but I had it. I don't have it up right now, but he's one of the better quarterbacks against the spread. It's insane. But 10 points is a lot. I get it. But they've been playing really well without Drew Brees. That defense is nasty. I think they're, it's at the Superdome. Kyler Murray's going to be coming into the Superdome. The place is going to be rocking. I know 10 points is a lot, but I'm leaning towards playing the Saints -10.
I know that Arizona has been in damn near every game that they've played. So that's a pretty bold prediction. I'm not going to go against you here. Obviously, you got an over under of about 50, so there's going to be some points scored. But yeah, I'm rooting against the Saints. I think that this could potentially be a game where they could get humbled. Also, I don't think that Arizona is going to win by any means. But 10.5 is a lot of points. But like you said, you've done your research. And like I said, the New Orleans Saints could, I'm not going to be biased against the Patriots, but New Orleans Saints could be the best team in football, or at least playing like it in the NFC, at least in the NFC right now. So,
yeah. And what's crazy is if the Cardinals do actually win this game somehow, they go over their win total for the year, like their over under win total in Vegas.
Wow. That's awesome. Gotta love that.
Speaking of the Patriots, I have them on here. I haven't played them. Obviously 13 points. Is a big number, but I mean, they're playing the Browns. The Browns are coming off a bye. I still don't know what to think of the Browns, but they're going into Foxborough, which obviously is very difficult to win. I'm a pro Baker guy. I've loved Baker. He's struggling right now though, and obviously this isn't a get right game. He's going against basically the best defense in the league. That defense has been nasty. Stephon Gilmore. Could you say he's the best cornerback in the league? Possible, between him and Ramsey, but I don't want to step in the front of that freight train. It's kind of like Ohio State. Like, okay, Patriots are laying 13 at home. Okay, it's the Browns. Well, the Browns are, they're 2-4. They're coming off a bye. They haven't played well. I wouldn't mind laying the 13 with the Patriots. I just think that the Browns go in there and they get blown out.
Yeah, well, Jarvis doesn't think so.
Oh, that's bold. Yeah, give Brady and Belichick more motivation.
You've got O linemen on that team that are giving up money so that they can sign wideouts. I mean, how do you bet against that? You know what I mean? I mean, those guys are doing it right. They're just like Novocaine. Give it time. It clearly always works. I'm off. I'm not betting against the Patriots. You can't bet against Tom Brady. Especially after the locker room content that they're going to have using with Jarvis this week, guaranteeing the victory. So
yeah, that wasn't very smart by Jarvis, but the Patriots are just that good. A couple other games here: Packers Chiefs. We didn't really talk about that one Sunday night. Obviously, Mahomes is not playing, but they want you to think that he has a chance to play because he's already practicing, which in itself is insane. I think Green Bay is like 3.5 or 4, depending on where you're looking. I think the look ahead line from what I heard from my our friend Kelly is I believe it was Chiefs -4. So is Matt Moore or is Mahomes worth 8 points?
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I the way that it looks, the guy isn't going to play. I've seen some clips of practice. He doesn't look like he's going to play, but this is how guys' legacies are made. Is he going to be like a Brett Favre? Is he going to be like, these durable guys, the guys that, you know, the we're going to see what Pat Mahomes is made of. I would say he probably doesn't play, and I'm running Shady McCoy all week in fantasy in the lineup because they're going to be running the ball a lot. I think even if Mahomes plays, they're going to get a heavy dose of Shady. But yeah, I can't call that. That's going to be a hell of a game. That's going to be a hell of a game regardless. I think Matt Moore is a decent game manager, and plus with all the weapons he has around him. But you got to think, I mean, you're a Packer fan. You got to think that, with the way that they're playing right now and they're on a roll and the question mark in the backfield for the Chiefs, you got to think that Green Bay can cover 3 or 4 points in that one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just, I hope they can, especially with Matt Moore. Another one I wanted to dive into real quickly, cover a little bit more NFL here. Jets and Jaguars. So obviously the Jets just got pummeled coming off that game where, Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, whatever that means. By the way, what does that mean? What do you think he means by that?
It's a pretty basic term. And for a quarterback to actually acknowledge it, it's not really a demerit. It's a term that's used common. Basically, when you're showing 8-man, 9-man boxes and all this pressure, and you back out of it, you think you're seeing things that you don't. Mm-hmm. Basically, mm-hmm. Very common. When people can disguise their defense, and you get happy feet, you're getting pressure on a guy. Yeah, it's a normal term. I think it kind of got blown out of proportion. You heard Aaron Rodgers say, "This is why I don't wear a mic, because I don't want people knowing what we're talking about some of the times." But a quarterback seeing ghosts is not anything new. Obviously, it is to a lot of fans. But basically, New England was showing him a lot of stuff, and they weren't. They show you one thing, and they play another thing. Basically, is what it was. He wasn't seeing what he thought he was seeing, and you could see some of those balls were horrific. He was missing guys. He was throwing it to row 3 in the stands on out routes and missing guys on fade routes. He's putting the ball down the numbers, and they're on the hash. I mean, it was just he was off. They got him off his spots. And I mean, credit to the Bills defense. I mean, obviously they've scored more the Bills defense have scored more fantasy points. The Patriots the Patriots defense has scored more fantasy points than some of these highly. It's ridiculous number with these guys. They're playing at a high level, and when you can get into a quarterback's head like that, you can see the consequence. I mean, geez, he's on primetime football. He threw what, 5 picks? I mean, 4 or 5 picks. That's just not a good look. That's the definition of seeing ghosts right there.
I like it. So the Jets are traveling to Jacksonville. They're getting almost a touchdown. Is this just an overreaction to obviously what we saw against the Patriots, or do you think the Jaguars can, lay in the 6.5 or whatever, where depending on your book? What do you see in this game, or do you see anything at all?
You know, Jacksonville's defense picked the Red Rocket off, 3 times last week, scored a touchdown. So that defense without Jalen Ramsey is still very effective. And up front, they get to the quarterback. So I think that, and this is the thing about football, is once you show somebody on film something, now it's going to get used against you the rest of the year. So Sam Darnold just put out the playbook on how to spook Sam Darnold. So Jacksonville watched that. They've obviously got their own scheme. But now that they've seen the blueprint to mess with Sam's head, what do you think Sam's going to see every week now? He's going to see zero coverage. Everybody on the line of scrimmage are going to back out of it and play something completely different. So, Gardner Minshew's hot. They won last week by double digits. It's a home game in the Duval. You know, again, I gave you my picks earlier. This could go either way. I'd imagine that New York Jets, they got some veteran guys in that locker room now. They could obviously bounce back and have something to prove. So, That's tough. I don't know. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it should be a good game with a couple decent defenses. I mean, the Jets got some guys on defense that can play. You're going up against the Patriots. What are you going to do?
Right.
I think we covered some good games. Gave us, gave out some picks. Do you have any closing remarks? How about a little ending with what's your best bet of the weekend?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me that. And I'm kind of going all over the place. I'll give you my three teamer, no tease. I've actually got Philly +2. I've got the Rams giving up 13.5, and I got the Panthers +6. That's my three teamer this week. I'm going to keep it simple. I would say that Penn State game to me. I think they're going to beat Michigan State by more than a touchdown, and I think Texas is going to win. against TCU, like we already had talked about.
I like it. So for me, best bet, NFL, I love the Chargers +4. Like I said, I think they win that game outright. The Bears just are not playing very good. That offense is – I don't know what's going on with that offense. Trubisky is not the quarterback we saw last year. I just think Phillip and the boys get go on the road, and they get the win. So that'd be my best bet. As far as college goes, I like that Penn State as well, but I'm not going to steal that. You know what? I'm going Nevada +14.5.
Wow.
I like that game a lot. Wyoming's just, like I said, Wyoming's been outgained in yardage every game but one this entire year. So who are they to be laying 14.5 against Nevada?
Well, and let's just get back to the basics here. This is America's podcast. Okay, we're going with the service schools. We're going with the academy.
That's right. We got Navy and Army this weekend.
Let's go. Let's start this thing off right. Salute to those guys. Let's get those teams covering. We circle back next week and talk about how good we are, you know? Here we go, baby.
I like
another
it.
Another one, a triple option covering. Let's go.
I love it. So for all these new listeners, you going to be active on the Twitter machine like I am here? Where can people go follow you on the Twitter machine?
It's at Brent Haberle. I'm not a big live tweet guy. I will be in Autzen Stadium on Saturday night. Sunday, I'm
Pac-12 after dark.
Pac-12 after dark. So I'm, and I'll be in church on Sunday. So, I'll be taping some of it. I'll be a little spotty, but I'm down here with the fam. I'm already in God's country, down here in the Eugene area, getting ready to go. I'll be on Steve Tannen tomorrow morning at 8:15.
Oh, you are? You got to plug the new show.
We'll try to plug the show. We'll do as much as we can. it's going to be a lot of ducks. It'll be a lot of ducks. Obviously, Washington State's beat Oregon 4 times in a row. Some of these kids at Oregon have never beat Wazoo. That quarterback's lights out. He's thrown about 30 touchdowns. So that's where the mind's at right now. But, again, we got the Redskins driving into the red zone. We're at 27 points here, almost to the end of the third, hoping for another field goal here for all you under betters. But Washington's hanging tough, and he just threw a pick. Case Keenum, what a guy.
Love it.
Case Keenum, everybody's every defense's favorite quarterback. What a guy.
Every under better's favorite quarterback.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, what did we say? Oh, no, it's not even him. It's Haskins. They yanked him. So that under on the 216 we talked about earlier,
is a cash.
Me and you before the show, under it's cash money.
Perfect.
Stephon over 5.5 catches. Case Keenum under 218 yards. I mean, this is layups.
Got some NBA plays tonight, but this will air afterwards. I got the Warriors +1.5 tonight. They open up the new building, and yes, it's the Clippers, but I think they get the job done. And Price Steph Curry goes for 40. But all
right,
well,
I hope you're right. We talked earlier too about that over in the Rockets Bucks game. It was at 232. I think it was at 111.5. So we're off on that. But yeah, this is going to be a good start to the show. We'll add this up. We'll keep track. Here we go.
Yeah,
we're going to
be very transparent. We're going to just share our records. We got nothing to hide. So
nothing to hide. I'm about to throw some steaks on the grill here. Enjoy a little Thursday night, bud.
All right, and we will we'll be back next week. And like every first show, make sure to subscribe, rate and review. Get us some good reviews going on this first show. This is the Addicted to the Action podcast, and we'll see you guys next week.